Books have changed my life, but they're not the only things to have done so. When I look back at the biggest influences on how I write, like my writing style and the things I love writing about, I find they're very often not books at all, but pieces of music. So, although this piece is called Life-Changing Literature, I'm going to go off-piste here and talk about the music that has inspired me. Now, I'm not musical. I tried once to play the violin, but the resulting noise made my teacher give up in despair. But music has always been a big part of my life. I listen to music constantly, and I search inside the words and rhythms for things I can use in my writing. An example of a song that influenced me is Bobby Gentry's Ballad of Billy Joe. Half a century old now, this was a big hit in its day, and small wonder. It's a songwriting masterpiece, the story of an unexplained death and the mysteries around it, and its consequences all in 30 lines. Listen to it, and see how Gentry uses every word like a jewel in its setting to create punch and emotional impact. Then try writing a piece of prose in that same way. If you can pull it off, the effect will astound you. Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run had much the same impact. This isn't a story like the Ballad of Billy Joe, but rather an impression, a sort of snapshot of life in suburban New Jersey, young people dreaming about fast cars and escape and each other. It's a series of images that fix themselves in the mind. I've tried to use that same technique in writing, flashing images that impact on the mind of the reader and make them see and feel what is going on around them. I've listened to classical music all my life, and I have a particular affinity for the 19th and early 20th centuries, and also for the music of Central and Eastern Europe. Certain pieces of music from that period can hold me spellbound. When I hear Alexander Borodin's In the Steppes of Central Asia, I can actually see the caravan making its way through the desert sands in the light of a red sunset. It is so vivid, I am almost there. A few years ago, I went to Dubai and saw camels moving in procession across the desert. In the Steppes of Central Asia immediately sprang into my head. I saw then how Borodin had actually captured the rhythm of the camel's gait within the music. Rimsky-Korsakov's Russian Easter Overture and Mendelssohn's Hebridean Overture have the same impact on me. And the symphonies of Sibelius take me back immediately to the northern snows where I grew up. Canada, not Finland, but the landscape is very much the same. These pieces of music have leaked into my writer's head. I am told I write in a very filmic style, and people can visualize the scenes I write. Paradoxically, I owe that to music and the pictures it has put into my head. Without music, I would not be the writer I am.